Oasis Audio presents Hideous Beauty, Kingdom War Series, Book 1, by Jack Cavanaugh, read for you by John Gager. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Holy Bible. For how shall I relate to human sense the invisible exploits of warring spirits? John Milton. Let us suppose that this everyday world were, at some point, invaded by the marvelous. Let us, in fact, suppose a violation of frontier. C.S. Lewis.
Before the clock of cosmic time was wound, in heaven, fresh made, there dwelt a holy race. Conceived in light, for worship we were cast to walk in luster and eternal grace, until a fatal wickedness was found, hidden, a cancer deep within a soul. Thus Lucifer turned thought to plan and deed, with dragon's breath set heaven's fields aflame with war. He scorched the Father's pristine realm, laid waste unblemished joy. Defeated, he and all the host who loved him, cast down to worlds newborn, arch-enemy now, confined in time, a cosmic spectacle. The rage that ravished heaven's brotherhood now terrorizes earth with lies and strife. Its borders breached, the roaring horde descends, and what began in heaven now scourges man. Abdiel, Seraph of Heaven.
Chapter 1. Nifty little talk, Mr. Austin. The kid's eyes mocked me from the recesses of a hooded gray sweatshirt. I'd used the word earlier to describe a research app that had proved helpful to me. The kid was throwing the word back in my face. I chose to let it go and focus on the larger insult. Speech. It was a speech, I corrected him. He was playing to his buddies a few feet away. The kid smirked. And that prize thing, like, wow! It's the Pulitzer, son, not some whistle ring you pull out of a box of Cracker Jacks. Yeah, whatever. I walked the open hallway. 10 years separated me from my graduation. This wasn't my high school anymore. The buildings were the same, but the occupants had changed. Everywhere I looked, there were hooded sweatshirts. Since when had my alma mater become a school for Unabomber groupies? Swept along in a river of adolescent angst, an endless stream of tattoos, piercings, colorful swatches of hair, studded leather chokers and black lipstick, I tracked the smart-mouthed kid as he passed. He joined his pod of friends, casting himself as the hero who'd gotten under the skin of some old geezer. They looked my way and laughed. What is it about high school that brings out the worst in the human species? All my teenage insecurities, like faithful old dogs, were waiting for me when I stepped on campus and had been nipping at my heels all morning. I had an overwhelming urge to grab the kid by the scruff of his neck and take him on to teach him a thing or two about respect. Instead, I told myself I wasn't going to sink to his level. What difference did it make if some identity-challenged adolescent didn't appreciate the magnitude of my literary achievement? I told myself to let it go. I was the mature one here. Breaking eye contact with him, I turned forward and walked smack into a metal pole. A pair of co-eds, one plump and one rail thin, gasped. Their hands flew to their mouths at first in shock, but then to hide their giggles. A wiry boy with a serious acne problem laughed openly. Ouch! That's gotta hurt! He was just glad it wasn't him. Are you all right, sir? The plump co-ed asked. Do you want us to take you to the nurse's station? I cringed as the image flashed in my mind, me with a co-ed under each arm being assisted out of the fast lane. I assured the girls I was fine. I struck a fine pose, more than fine, robust, virile, and continued on my way, eager to put them, the pole, and the incident behind me. A buzzer sounded. The corridor cleared rapidly as students disappeared into open doorways like water pouring down drains. With the hallway to my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?